For many kids, the advice to just be yourself can be pretty scary. Today on StoryCorps, we'll hear from an Arizona family helping their son to do just that. Chris Lopez always knew there was something a little different about her youngest child, Gabe. Although assigned female at birth, Gabe always knew he was a boy. When he was 8 years old, Gabe came to StoryCorps with his mom to talk about how a weekend at a camp for transgender kids transformed his life.
Do you remember when things really changed for you?
We went to a camp and I met three best friends, Luke, Brock, and Cooper. They were all transgender like me, so they all wanted to be boys. That's why I said we're bros. We know each other.
It was pretty cool to see you guys together.
Yeah.
Do you ever get scared about what it's going to be like to grow up transgender?
I've been wondering if when I'm older, a lot of people will try to hurt me or something.
Like if they find out that you were born a girl and they have a problem with it?
Mm-hmm.
You think that they might try to hurt you in some way?
Yeah.
Were you ever worried about telling me that you were transgender?
Yes.
Did you ever try to tell me and then change your mind?
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you think?
I think like four times.
Four times.
I was worried that you liked me as a girl.
Because we used to have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Do we still have fun?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter if you're a boy or a girl, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you were dealing with that on your own. If I'd known, I would have tried a little bit harder to have that conversation with you and maybe start it myself.
Do you worry about me?
I worry about how other people might treat you, and it makes me upset to think about what you might have to go through. You amaze me every day. You can tell me anything, anytime, anywhere, and it won't change how much I love you. I'll always have your back.
Thank you, Mom.
Gabe Lopez with his mom, Chris Lopez, in Tucson, Arizona. Their conversation will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.